Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back once again to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm your host, alongside the best baby blues in all of San Francisco, Forbes 30 under 30, and the man with a chain that would break normal human beings, Mr. Tim Geddes. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. A couple quick things I want to get out of the way. The show looks a little bit different today. Different cast than expected, than planned. We had a couple situations going on. So we're like, we got to adapt. We got to
Don't give them anything. They don't need to know anything.
Give them nothing.
Okay.
Right. I was here for a reason.
Yeah. Right. For all they know, we have Snowbike Mike joining us today. The czar of NAR, the master of disaster. Snowbike Mike, how you doing? Today.
Stand up.
Are we standing up already?
I missed you. Yeah. Give him some of that love right there. Come on, big dog. God damn, I missed you on your birthday. Also, I just wanted to show off these sweet candied yams on the one time to everybody. You know what I mean?
Mike, I got a question for you, bro. Is Thanksgiving in January? Because I didn't know you were going to bring those candy yams today.
Tim, did you think these yams were going to be served up on the table to you today? No.
But they're here now.
I want everyone to know that going into this, we had to make some game time decisions. Who's on the show? How are we going to do this? What set are we using?
Yep.
And I asked Mike, are you down to be on the show? Would love to have your energy. He's like, of course, of course. He's like, but I don't know if I can wear what I'm wearing. I'm like, yes, you can wear what you're wearing. And then he goes away. Meanwhile, I have a conversation with Barrett. I'm like, you know what? Let's just use the desk. It'll be fine. It'll be cool. An hour passes, and Mike's stoked to get on the set. And he's like, we're not using that, are we? We're like, yeah, we're using it. He's like, how am I going to show off the yams? And it's like, Mike, how did you go from being self-conscious about the outfit to wanting to show off your yams so much?
He wants to show the yams.
The first thing that happens when Nick walks in, you guys start talking about the yams. And all of a sudden, Nick goes, I'll bring the sweet potatoes. You bring the yams.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is where
Ken's going to bring the tuna casserole.
Oh,
gonna
go
the green bean casserole.
Tuna casserole.
I've missed you. It's right. And just to set the stage beforehand, just so you know, a little behind the curtain, all I had on was teal blue Air Jordans that were down to my shins and a bright red turtleneck. And I looked at Tim and I said, I don't think this is podcast appropriate. And he said, you'd be fine. And the only other clothes that I had was my workout clothes for tonight. And so that's why you get these sweet, sweet yams.
I'm gonna say this, Mike. Uh-huh. Obviously, you've been progressing nicely as a Kinda Funny host.
Thank you.
You've been growing as an artist and a host across the board. And I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say what everyone else is thinking, what's on the tip of our tongues, the tip of our lips. When are you going to just call it and be the shorts guy? When are you just going to say, screw it, I'm not wearing pants ever again, and just own the shorts?
You know, for the past 4 months, I've worn jeans every single day into this.
You felt the pressure to wear the jeans.
Effort to do that.
But just why?
Greg refers to me as the shorts guy.
You are the shorts guy.
But that's okay.
I just feel like if you want to, listen, this is not, I don't know if you, everyone look around. Everyone look to your right. Look around. Are we in a corporate accounting firm right now? Do we work for a big corporation USA?
Big
shorts?
No, we don't.
No, bro. We work for we have a thing called a Kinda Funny podcast. That could be whatever the hell we want it to be.
There it is. We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're each and every week four, sometimes three best friends gather around this table, each bringing topics for your amusement. Mm-hmm. And I got a great topic for the show this week. I'm actually really, really glad it worked out this way.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen you all weekend. And I was giving you updates.
It's Maverick and Goose not being together. It's tough.
I get it.
Unbelievable.
I totally get it.
It's tough.
And even more so than that, I had the most Snowbike Mike weekend I have ever had in my life. In fact, I think that if you wrote a playbook on how to go up to the snow and have a fun time, that I would have followed damn near every single possible step.
He wants to be like Mike.
You absolutely.
I mean, I was texting you, and you were like, "You're doing it so right. You're doing it so right." So I want to do a deep dive into that.
Okay. Okay.
In a little bit, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Though before we do that, a couple housekeeping things. Friday, this Friday, the 20th of January, we are celebrating our Independence Day, our anniversary. We're finally doing the KF Day stream. We're going to start at 10 a.m. on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Also on YouTube. Please head over there. Come support us. How long are we going to go, Mike?
As long as you want it, baby.
As long as you want it. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be kind of a subathon marathon kind of fun thing. We're going to play all sorts of fun games. Maybe we're going back in the Duffy of Mario with Tim. Yes. I'm not quite sure.
Yes. Maybe.
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 I'll just say yes.
Yeah, we're doing it, baby. We are absolutely doing that.
Now, are we doing a lot of the streaming in this room on the big set? Are we about to have some fun, guys?
We're hard in the yard.
Yeah, we are hard in the yard. I like that.
We're going to play some Icarus. We're going to play some VR, maybe. Yep, we're going to get VR. VR golf. Not VR golf. VR mini golf, right?
Mini golf, yeah.
That's going to be super duper
fun. A little bit
fun.
Better. You know, Andy really wanted us to hit the links. He's like, Andy, we're not links boys. You know what I mean? We're mini golf fun shenanigans boys.
We could be links boys, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I definitely think so. In fact, as everyone knows, we're trying to hit our goals on Twitch. If you guys help us hit those goals, we're going to actually go to a real golf course and hit balls. Mm-hmm. And does Kevin Coelho really want to come with us? He does. Have we told him no every single time?
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll keep stringing along. We'll probably bring him. But on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, we got a couple fun shows, a couple episodes of things dropping. Tim? What do we got?
I'll tell you all about it. One cool thing, thanks to your support over on patreon.com/kindoffunny during our spare bedroom launch stream, one of the things that y'all funded was the Kind of Anime series. It's going to be quarterly, 4 episodes this year. The first episode is live. It's Snowbike Mike and Barrett Courtney going through all of this season's latest anime. You can check that out live right now on the Screencast podcast feed or youtube.com/kindoffunny. And speaking of those two same exact places, each and every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, we will be live on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And then later on YouTube or search your favorite podcast services for Kind of Funny Screencast. We'll be right there for you. We're doing The Last of Us, HBO's The Last of Us breakdowns. The first episode is live now. That is me, Blessing, and Greg going through what we thought, all the hidden stuff that you might have missed, all the game lore and all that stuff of The Last of Us. Definitely check it out. The set looks amazing. The intro is utterly fantastic. So, shout out to Carter Harrell and Cameron Kennedy for all of that. I love you all. So check out that show. It's freaking cool as hell.
Very excited to watch that. I did not watch it last night because that is one of the shows that I really want to watch with my wife. She's like, is it going to be good? I'm like, I know it's going to be good. We're knocking Nick, this one out of the park.
We're not going to go too far into this because you can go check out the screencast or the breakdown for more. But like, I want to let you know. They didn't just do it. Like, I am beside myself at how much they accomplished with this show.
HBO, man.
It's
home box office.
It's damn good. Yeah.
This is your regular TV. This is HBO.
Yeah.
This might be the last great HBO show. We'll see what happens. We don't know. Mike's watching a half a show of me. They cancel it mid-episode. They take it off the
fucking Can you believe that? I text Nick. I go, yo, I finally listened to your recommendation. Loving Minx, right? I'm having a great time. I get to episode 4. All of a sudden, Minx is gone. I can't even watch Minx. It's just gone off the platform.
Yeah, Stars bought it, though. You can bring it back with Stars. Yeah. I want to give a quick shout-out to our Patreon producers, of course, without you guys out there, guys and gals out there. None of this could possibly happen. So we're going to kick this off with names that I have not practiced, and I apologize right off the bat. Jake Holbs, Nathan Lamothe, Monica Boomenleg, DJ Kento on Twitch, Trent Berry, James Hastings, Colin
Huguenel,
thank you, and Casey Andrew. You guys are all awesome. Thank you guys so much for your support. And you know what? I'm going to dedicate Mike's right yam to you out there. Mikey, show him the yam.
To you.
Show him the yam.
Hit him with the yam.
And I'd like to apologize if your team.
Yeah. Tim.
I want you to get so my buddy.
Thigh tat right here. Just bang, thigh tat right now.
Yeah,
you're
going to
copy my thigh tat?
Oh, Baird has a thigh tat. I want to do that.
Hold on. I forgot which one's on the thigh.
The knife.
Is a knife and a stuff.
Oh, wow. That's really like, that's sexy, boy. Okay. You got a thigh tap.
Can I put up some suggestions for your thigh?
Yeah, yeah. And then we can talk about what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. What
do you think? Also, by the way, if you're watching this, this episode is brought to you by patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. We're going to talk about those a little bit later. But because all of our patrons are watching right now, I want to take some suggestions for what Mike should tattoo on his thighs in the live chat right now. Throw them out there, guys, because I have a great suggestion. I want to see if anyone can outdo this. I want you to get a cougar on your kneecap. Because my buddy's got a tiger, and he only wears shredded jeans so you can see his kneecap. And so when he walks, you see the tiger go, just a little
bit.
Holy
shit. It's pretty incredible. I haven't heard a story that made me hate it and love it in such crazy degrees.
Exactly. Right?
Where I don't like the tiger and the knee hole. Hearing it go, it's like, yeah, okay, maybe I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Chance Carter says a portrait of the pugs.
That would be good. Yeah, but that's too nice. Like, I want something sexy.
Although Jules does have a fantastic suggestion here.
Say?
Just the word bang.
Yes. See, now Jules is getting where I'm at. I thought we'd just go typewriter text him, and it just says, fuck you across the front.
Holy shit.
Real mean, you know
You're
what
not
I mean?
That type of guy.
I know. Okay, how about work harder?
I mean, you don't need that reminder. You already got it. You already. So do you want the word so that you can read it, or that so that others
or
can
someone else can read it?
Mike, yeah. You say it that way. I don't like that Mike is so comfortable with this fucking mic.
I love it.
Work this harder.
This is what this podcast should
somebody
be.
Somebody else is reading that.
The
Lou
says
not
a map of Tahoe. A fighter jet, says Anthony Corbett. What did he say? What is it?
No! We're just gonna keep going. We're just gonna keep going.
Don't
Nick.
Tell Nick because he'll do it.
No,
he'll do that.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
I hate having to host this podcast. I can't be part of the fun. There's always got to be an adult in the room, and that's always got to be me.
Yep.
Mike, if you get this tattoo, I want to go with you. I want to watch because
okay.
I feel like you in a tattoo parlor would be just an epic fucking time. Specifically because just getting to the tattoo parlor, dealing with the appointments, all that stuff, would be just hilarious to watch.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Why don't you tell me about this weekend, though? Tell me all about right, your so, ultimate snowbike Mike weekend.
It's my birthday weekend. Everyone.
Yep.
Okay, I'm turning 35.
Happy 35th birthday.
Thank you, everyone. Everyone put that on the Wikipedia. 35 years old today. Mm-hmm. Give or take 8 years. I had no plans for the birthday, right? We had it's still storming in San Francisco. I'm tired as shit. I got caught in all that Southwest Airlines bullshit over the holidays. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, you know what I want for my birthday, Tim? What we always want.
Nothing.
Leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Just
please.
Leave me alone.
Please.
Can I just have a day
where
nothing happens?
Yeah.
And when I mean nothing happens, I mean... I actually am like, do I go to Starbucks or not? That's hardest decision that I have.
Nick, I am right there with you. I know what you're talking about because like there were days during the break where G had to look at me like, do you want to get Starbucks today? I was like, you know what? Not today. Mm-mm. This is my day.
I just want to sit here and do nothing. I want so much free time that I get so bored that I start getting anxious. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking to myself, that's what my birthday weekend is going to go.
Yeah.
Right? And of course... life throws you curveballs every once in a while. My buddy, one of my fellow comedians, a guy named Marty Cunny, hits me up and he goes, yep, we're doing a ski trip weekend up in Twain Hart. I would love for you to come. We got a cabin. We got a place for you to stay. You want to whip the dip, come on up there and ski? That'd be great. Now, I haven't skied in 6 years. It hasn't happened.
It's dangerous now.
It's dangerous. I got a bumped knee.
On that frail body, it could be bad.
I might be a solid 15 pounds heavier than the last time I skied.
Yep.
I don't even know if my ski clothes fit anymore. And man, when I brought these things out, I was like, what a blast in the past buying this shit 10 years ago was.
Yep.
Fantastic. So I said, you know what? Say yes to it. What would Snowbike Mike do? That was the first thing. That was
hell yeah. What's the saying?
What would he do?
What's
you
the mantra?
What would Tim
say
do?
Yes. Oh, Tim would have stayed home.
Stay at home, bro.
No way Tim would have got. By the way, I'll get to the weather in a second. But I think, what would Snowbike Mike do? Would he full fucking send it, or would he just stay home? And I think he would say yes to adventure.
Another great thigh tattoo.
Say yes to adventure. That's what you
little
want
there. A little tamer than my other one.
I like
so
that.
You know,
what was the other one? Bang my ass? What was?
God damn it. See, here's the worst
blow
thing.
Blow my back
Nick,
out.
Nick didn't get to hear the bad thing, the questionable thing. So he's like, I need to say something worth it just to make sure.
What is it?
I want you to know
fluid swap.
When Tim got it and everybody started laughing,
I was so
Roger's
mad.
Clearly on a delay because Roger just heard that. And you could hear him from the other room laughing. So you know we got him as well. Mm-hmm. We got him.
We did get Roger. So Mike, it was like this. Someone's knocking at the door.
Yep.
I opened it up. Hey, I'm an adventurer. Would you like to say yes to me? Would you like to come out and hang out with me? And I thought, well, WWW with Snowbike Mike too. And I said, yes. I just said, screw it. We're going to make it work.
Adventure.
I called my boss, Tim Geddes. I said, Tim, can I have a half day off?
My birthday on Friday. Tim Geddes.
Tim said, no. And then he was like, all right, fine. Turns out we had to move some stuff around anyway, so we didn't have to do an interview or something like that. We're going to double them up next week. We're going to figure it all out. So me, my buddy Janesh, who also got invited, we drove up on Friday, went to REI, of course, just to see all the Subarus in San Francisco in one place. Just all of them.
Yes, of course. Literally. Everybody's there is right.
So it was like... my car, and then just a sea of gray Subarus.
Foresters,
it was
WRX,
unbelievable.
There,
it was unbelievable because Janesh was like, he's not a skier. He's like, am I going to need pants? And I was like, dude, it is 32 degrees up there.
Yeah.
It's going to be snowing all weekend. It's, Mike, like 2 feet of fresh powder.
Oh, pow-pow everywhere.
Pow-pow everywhere, which I don't like because I'm not that good of a skier, and skiing through powder is fucking horrible. But I'm like, it's going to be, I can't pass this up. So we get there, we get him the gloves, we get him all that stuff. Finally, we get up there, and Marty goes, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna go out to dinner, then we're going to come back, and then we're going straight to the casino.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to put a ton of money on blackjack.
Woo!
Get to the casino, right? And the first drink out of the gate, We've already been drinking White Claws at the house, mm-hmm. right? First drink out of the gate, $6 White Russians.
Oh, man.
That's a choice.
Now, let me ask you guys.
Break that down a little bit,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, $6 White Russian. Like, what do you expect in there, Mike? Now, you are, I would say, probably the most experienced out of any of us in terms of the location, Tahoe.
Oh, yes.
And the vibe over there, the casino uh-huh, drinks uh-huh. and all of this. $6 White Russian, what's that mean to you?
That these guys are in for one hell of a night. Those guys yes. have made a choice. And uh-huh. it is a, if I was the bartender, I'd be like, oh, really, boys? That's right. And so I'm glad you went down that
$6
path. $6
White Russians, and we buy four or five of them because there's five of us. Look over, and the lady's like, okay. Now, casinos, obviously, mm-hmm. notorious for everything's measured, everything's metered, right? You know, they're making their money one way or the other.
Yeah.
She takes out this little, one of those stupid guns.
Oh.
And goes, kick, kick, and it just squirts out a little bit of vodka. And like a little bit of Kahlua. And then she takes out the carton of like heavy whipping cream oh, yeah, or whatever yeah, it is
yeah.
and pours it in. And it's at that point that all five of us were like, we're all throwing up tonight.
Correct. Because that's all been opened once.
Yeah.
And that was probably a month ago.
Yeah.
She hasn't checked that in good. Weeks, you know,
not
that. Just
good.
Sitting there. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's an Eagles cover band happening behind us. And I'm like, where the fuck am I right now? Right. Twain Hart, California, I think, or maybe where I was in Nevada. I don't know where the fuck Twain Hart is. I think it's California. Go down it, right? I'm like, I'm a little hammered.
Yep.
Got to put some money on the blackjack table. Got to remember how to. Now, I'm sitting in the first seat, which I hate sitting. Okay. I don't like being the first person dealt with because I fuck up everyone's shit. And then I get too drunk and I start making stupid decisions. And I did. Soft six comes after three drinks. And I lock eyes with the guy across the table, this
yes.
big fucking bald dude.
You let him know you're going to fuck this guy.
And though. He looks at me and I was like, I go to pass and he goes, don't you fucking. He's like, he goes, don't do it. Don't you fucking dare pass on a soft six. So I'm like, hit. Ended up winning the hand. This guy's not happy with me the
no,
rest of the time.
No.
But I'm also not happy with this guy because earlier in the night, this is what this guy does to me. He locks eyes with me and he goes, goes on his phone.
Oh.
Gets a picture of Jason Mitsoukas out. You know, the crazy guy with the fucking
yeah,
hair?
Yeah.
And he's flipping someone off and he just turns the phone toward me. So it's Jason Mitsoukas flipping me off and he goes, it's you. You look like this guy. And I'm like, that's wrong. For so many reasons.
So many levels.
So many levels wrong.
Yep.
But I'm hammered, and I'm like, I already fucked this. I maybe
like, what
have
is
lost
this, the kind of funny fucking subreddit?
I don't know. I might have also lost this guy $200, so maybe he was mad at me.
Got
I don't
it.
Know. I don't
okay.
know what's going
yeah,
on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I ended up buying him a lemon drop, and we ended up being homies. That was fun. Kept drinking. Everyone threw up that night.
Yeah.
Of course. You're right. You're a fortune teller.
Yeah.
I'm digging through fucking, flash forward 4 o'clock in the morning, digging through cabinets, trying to find old 1980s Tums. Because yeah. I'm like, I'm so disgusting. My buddy Janesh just horking all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a mixture of beers, White Russians, White Claws, maybe a couple bourbons on the rocks. I don't know. And I'm not used to drinking this much anymore because that is out of practice. But it doesn't matter because I was like, I'm so hungover right now. That the only thing that could possibly make me feel better is some fresh pow-pow to the face.
Fresh pow. Yep.
Some
fresh
pow-pow. Pow to the face.
What would Snowbike Mike do? Would he wake his ass up, slam a breakfast, get out, drop a deuce, get out onto the
fucking,
get your rentals,
gotta drop
go
a
drop
deuce.
Another deuce.
Good Lord.
And get out. And I'm happy to say, though, I was a little reticent about getting out there and skiing because after 6 years, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if I can still do this or not.
I love that you're the only person I know, Nick, that could tell a story about you getting way too drunk at a casino. Yeah. And then you're like, what do I need to do next? Some fresh pow-pow to the face.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about cocaine.
No. There was no. Surprisingly no cocaine this weekend. It was tame.
Surprisingly.
I'm up there. Let's put it this way. I'm in a cabin with five comedians.
Okay.
Many of whom are like have booked their Burning Man and Coachella tickets years in advance.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not going to point fingers, but it's possible that someone had a box that just said drugs. At
great.
This weekend.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe I made that up. Maybe that was 100% true. Beautiful conditions. Mm-hmm. If by beautiful conditions you like almost white out.
Yes,
it
exactly.
was snowing on us so hard. Everything soaked through. Legit worried that I might have gotten some frostbite on my thumbs. But we ended up having a great time, and I ended up kind of skiing with my boy Janish. He's not a great skier, so he was kind of we were just doing blues and greens the whole day, just cruising around, stopping every fourth run to grab a little marg.
Oh, keep the cocktails.
Okay. Keep it going.
That's
keep
right.
cocktails.
Yeah, yeah.
Hair of the dog.
Uh huh.
Ended up finishing out the day, going home, making some chili and some cookies, and finally watching Always Sunny
some
in Philadelphia.
Chili and cookies.
Yep. My buddy Marty made homemade chili and homemade cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies. Just regular old chocolate chip cookies. But
what
they were
a mix.
But
oatmeal,
you know that
raisin?
No, not oatmeal raisin. Though that's too hard to make at night. I'm not fucking around with oatmeal at night, dude. We gotta go because I don't want to eat that dough. I want to eat that chocolate chip dough. But
yes.
You know that feeling, Mike, when it's like you've been cold all day?
Yep.
You've been shredding all day.
Oh.
You might be the king of the mountain. You don't know. The votes aren't in yet. And you come home and it's 80 degrees in the house and you just get that shower. And then it's everyone kicks it around the big couch. Because, you know, the cabins always have like 40 couches. Mm-hmm. You kick it around there. We watched a movie called Out Cold.
Out Cold.
That's why I got King of the Mountain.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on.
Out Cold.
Yeah.
Out Cold featuring Cisco?
I don't think Cisco is in it that I recall. I was a little drunk watching
it. Is it like the teen movie from the late 90s?
It is a remake of Casablanca on a mountain with Jeremy London as the lead.
Yeah, okay, no, not the movie I was thinking about.
Yeah, it is. I've never seen this film before. It is an odd movie.
It's wild.
But everyone wanted to watch it because we were out there.
Yeah.
And I just thought, this is a great weekend. It was one of the best birthdays I've ever had. The only thing that would have made it better as if I saw your beautiful face on the mountain snowboarding with me.
So we're gonna.
I'm back in.
You're back in. Ready
I literally,
to spread.
I gotta get new goggles because my goggles literally fell apart on me because they were so wet.
We gotta get you real steezy goggles. Though.
I have lone wolf goggles, bro. My goggles have space wolves with fucking howling into space, brother.
Ooh. Okay, that's kind of dope.
They're
I was
litty.
Thinking maybe we get some Oakleys or maybe some dragons.
I want the Oakleys.
You know what I mean?
Here's what we need. First off, matching Oakleys.
Oh, I like.
I
that.
Want the my buddy Travis had the Oakleys that are so big on your face.
Yes, that's like
they
mine.
Look like a, they look like a the helmet of a MiG-29.
Yes, uh-huh.
A MiG-19, uh-huh. A MiG. That's what I want.
Yes,
I want love if that. I could full Cobra face shield, a Cobra Commander.
I like this. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh huh.
So we need to get a, we need.
But
to
then
get
what's
to,
the gear underneath? All black.
Right. No gear right now is like olive green with like a khaki.
Okay.
And I'm not really feeling it, but the coat's really nice. So I'm thinking like maybe. I'll accentuate with just the nasty stees up top.
I'll take that.
Because I'm also renting shit. I'm renting gear all the time.
Yeah.
But I need better gloves because the gloves I was wearing were like, I like to wear thin gloves when I ski. But man, I literally rang these things out.
Could you be a mitten dude?
Nick might,
right
Nick
now
might be
kid?
A mitten guy.
People like mittens. People
you
like
know,
mittens right
my
now.
My friend Brooke brought the mittens and she's like, I don't like these mittens for skiing. Mm. It's easier for snowboarding because I don't think you have to use your hands as much. But for the poles and shit, I like to have my didge.
Okay.
So
digits.
Real quick, Nick, I do want you to know that I have seen Out Cold. It is the movie that I was thinking about.
Yes.
I did not realize that it was a Casablanca remake.
It's very poor Casablanca.
Cisco was not in it, but Cisco was in Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs,
That's what I was thinking about. So.
I can't, I'll say this, I can't. Not recommend Out Cold enough. It is just not
okay.
It is not a film that anyone ever needs to watch. Mm. It's odd. It is such a relic of its time, the early 2000s. Yep. Like, it is the quintessential early 2000s movie.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked that I never saw it.
I watched that movie at Kevin's house, in Kevin's room, and this was 2001, something like that. So we were like little preteens, right?
Yep.
And this was when Kevin first got his own room and was kind of allowed to do whatever he wanted with it.
God.
Imagine what that looked
imagine
like.
Imagine the a lot smell of, in that.
So
wires
like Kevin,
everywhere.
The only person in the world.
Zero wire management.
That decided that he wanted his room to maximize his space.
Oh,
so he was like, I'm not going to have a bed in my room. So instead, there was like this.
What
like,
do you do it in the space like, that you don't need the bed?
Like parts of this are perfectly accurate, and parts of this are just like to speed the story up.
Fair enough.
But there was a big asshole in the like top of his room that he put a mattress in, and he would sleep up there. It was not a bunk.
Yeah.
It is not a thing.
Yeah.
It was
like
essentially
a raccoon.
It was a crawl space. It was a crawl space more than anything.
Like
but he would sleep
like
in the crawl space.
Where do you sleep, Kevin? Oh, in that crawl space up there.
And it's this is accurate. And he'd have his and it was a dope set. I mean. Like, I'm not talking shit. It was the coolest thing ever.
At 11 years old, it's cool.
Yeah.
11 years old.
And he's up there.
Yeah.
But I remember watching it because you guys know me. Imagine this. The Tim Gettys I am now and the Kevin Coelho he was then, we've only scaled. You get what I'm saying? We're the same people, same vibe together.
Yeah.
He wanted me to go up there with him so bad to just hang out and watch movies. And I'm like, I'm not doing that, dude. I'm just fucking not. So he would lay up there and I would just sit in a chair down and he would have his TV mounted and we would just fucking watch, what's it called?
Out Cold.
Out Cold.
Yeah.
Together and have these weird ass angles. God.
Yep.
You know what's all about Cool Greg? Cool Greg went up there with
you. Like two possums stuck in a hole. They're just up there.
God.
That does not surprise me at all. You could have written that story down and been like, who in this office did this? And I would have like, fuck,
yeah.
I would put all my money on Kevin Coelho.
Yeah.
For that. All my money.
That was great.
But it was fun. It was a great weekend, sorely needed. And then we came back, ended up going to Punchline. It ended up being a holiday weekend, which I forgot. Holiday weekends yep. They're packed, so they make all the comics stand outside. Mm. Was it in the middle of a rainstorm? Yes. Were we under an overhang, still freezing? Very much so.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
But it was fun, man. So that's the question for you, Mike. We got to get the Ultimate Tahoe trip on the
book.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you sent it, is right, you know. Only more to come, right? We'll get dope gear.
Gotta get geary.
We'll send it all night long, just like you did, because that's what you gotta do. You gotta rally all night long.
Mike, give me the, like, you're saying that's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But for those out there that don't know what you gotta do, give me the quick rules of the Ultimate Tahoe weekend.
First chair to last call, Nick. That's the rules. That's the line, right?
So basically 8 a.m. to
We're waking up 8 a.m. We are ripping that morning crisp, right? You're feeling it on your face. You're looking at me going, Mike, it's a little too early. It's a little too cold outside. And I say, don't you worry. The sun's coming up,
yeah.
Young Padawan. Here comes the sun. It kisses your face by about high noon. We're stopping at one of the beautiful mountain lodges, getting some chili, getting some margaritas, maybe some Bloody Marys if that's what you fancy. About 2 hours out of your skis and just relaxing, right? Mm-hmm. Then we're going to send it for the afternoon shred. Get a little sloppy because, you know, Nick can't hang that late, but it doesn't matter
because
he's
not.
Still going, right?
So hold on. I want to make sure that I'm following in this mental vision that I have. When you say get a little sloppy, what does that
mean? That means the conditions get a little bit of
slushy.
A little wet, right? Okay. It's not as firm anymore. Mm-hmm. So you get a little sloppy on your skis, right? This is when most of the accidents on the mountain happen. So don't ski that late into the day if you're tired. But we get a little wild. And then at the end, like Nick said, right? Now's the perfect time. Ditch all the gear. Hot showers all around. Where are we going? Hot tub.
We're chilling
in the hot tub.
Hot tub. I'll join you guys
a couple tarantulas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Hot tub and White Claws all day, Nick.
I'll tell you, man, this sounds freaking fantastic. Yeah, yeah. That's the one thing that I wish we had done a little bit more.
No hot tub up there.
No hot tub up there. Didn't miss it, but that would have been incredible. But, no, I was going to go back to the day is we got up a little later than I think we probably should have because mostly I blame the White Russians, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And then because of that, we're like, we're going to ski straight through lunch. We packed sandwiches, went to the car, slammed a sandwich. I like to do the hard morning and then maybe like kid myself, like, I'm not going back. Stay in the lodge for an hour, get the Bloody Mary, go back. I will say, point of pride, they all went skiing the next day, and I'm like, I actually could have done this. If I didn't want to go to Punch, I probably could have actually skied 2 days in a row and been okay because my quads are actually not too terrible right now.
You got some sweet yams.
Well, I also just took greens and blues all day. So,
it's right.
Yeah,
I've never been more tired in my life than when we won the LaCroix and had to bring all that shit up the stairs.
Oh my God.
But the second time was snowboarding. The last time I snowboarded, like even just going for a couple hours, I was like, how do people keep doing this?
Are you at snowboarding?
I'm a fucking goddamn pro. No, I don't know.
He's a pro.
I don't
Tim's
know.
Probably got the best drip on the mountain for sure.
I was fucking looking damn good. Was I doing cool shit? No.
Yeah.
But like, I would go off sweet little jumps and shit. Would I do that now? Hell no, yeah, dude. I think my slope days are way behind me.
No, I bet you I can get Nick to hit a box or a rail. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
I need him.
We get up there. I'll show him the box. We just get across.
I'll grind rail with you.
The faster you go into it, the faster you get off.
How good at skiing do you think I am?
Not the right technique, just so you know, Tim, but a great saying right there.
All right.
The faster you go in, the faster you get off.
How good at skiing do you think I am?
Nick, I know your past. I know you're very good at skiing. Medium to higher.
Medium.
Yeah. Medium to higher is where I'd put you.
Yeah. But I need someone to push me, though.
Yeah, exactly. You need a mic to say, send it into this rail right now, Nick. You're going to be fine.
Take this jump. Don't even look. Close your eyes.
Well, we made the studio wheelchair accessible, so we're good.
That is true. We are ADA compliant across the board.
Any injuries will be fine.
Can I tell you one story that I forgot? So, like, you know, I'm a joker.
Yep.
I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
Gosh.
I like to fuck around a lot, right? You know one place people don't like you fucking around? Blackjack table. They really don't like you joking around.
Okay.
Walked up to my buddy Travis just jokingly. And said, I want you to close your eyes and just hit on the next card you get. Don't even look at it. To which the woman next to me looked at me and she goes, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, no.
And called me a word that I'm not allowed to say anymore, guys. That word got canceled 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, she called me the hard R word. She was like, what are you effing beep? And I was like, not ironic. Just said that to me.
Your back pocket is right.
Damn.
God bless. Well, what was the table minimum?
$10.
Oh, okay. That's
we're
not
fucking betting
not
on
bad.
It.
I'm saying.
The one I almost sat down next to was $100. That would have been, that I wouldn't have fucked around with. but maybe I would have. You know, you get a couple bourbons. I mean, I'm a lightweight these days. I like to fuck around.
Okay.
I've told the story many times on this podcast.
Yeah.
Variations of this podcast, different shows and stuff. But I'm going to tell it again because, like, while I'm sure you've heard it at some point, Mike, I've never told you in person the story
I like this.
Of my last time on the slopes. All right.
Wait. I don't know anything about your snow voyages. Are you a good snowboarder?
No. Like, how many times? No. I think I've snowboarded 4 times in my life ever. Okay. And it was just like a Tahoe trip, you know what I mean, each time. And it was just like just me and Cool Greg and Kevin and Kurt and my friends would just be like having fun. So the last time we went, I was 15 years old. All right. So in high school times. And me and a lot of my girlfriends, my dude friends, we were all like, it was a pretty cool group, like maybe 8 people that my mom took up to Tahoe for like a fun little spring break or some shit. Winter break must have been. And we get on the slopes. The girls decided they weren't going to do anything. They're just going to chill hot chocolate and all that stuff at the lodge. And me and the cool boys were like, yo, we're going to fucking snowboard. You know what I mean? We're getting on this shit. We're not skiing. You know what I mean? Skies versus urchins.
Skiing's for nerds.
You know what's up. Right. Urchins, baby. Shout out to Johnny Tsunami.
Civilized weapon for more civilized time.
Exactly.
Nailed it.
I love you so much.
The simplest quote. I can't pull out of my ass.
So,
right now.
So you know, we're these dumb 15-year-old kids. We're doing okay. We do the whole, like, tutorial, whatever, and we're like, we crush that fucking shit because we're skateboarders at home. Yeah. You know what I mean? Every single day, Mike, me and this group of friends would go outside my house in the Richmond District. We'd get on our skateboards, and we would just try to ollie just over and over. We'd make bullshit makeshift ramps. Oh, I can fucking kickflip, Nick. Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
I don't feel like you skateboard. Said that when we first opened the studio, and yet to do it.
Never going
to
do it.
Yet to do it.
I want it clear because motherfuckers hold me to my word, and I appreciate that, all right? I cannot kickflip. I want that on the record.
Oh, okay.
I can flip. I can do the kickflip action. I just cannot land on the board.
Okay, well, that's
back
just
in
a
the
flip.
Day.
I can do
the kickflip thing, but I can do part of it. I just can't fully land.
You
got
to commit to it. I think what you should do is spend all of 2023. That's your goal. Yeah. Learning to do that, and then 2024, when I call you out on it, because I'll forget this conversation happened. Yeah. You fucking show me up.
I'm legit kickflip. Scared to get on a skateboard at this point.
Really?
It'd be fine.
I am an asset. My body is an asset, you guys.
It's a weapon. Yep.
I'm a weapon.
Broken.
Cannot break this.
I'm afraid to get on a skateboard too nowadays, Tim. So I'm with you.
It's scary. But so me and my friends were like, we're used to this shit. We're like, yo, we can crush the snowboarding stuff. It's totally fine. And like, of course, that gives us way inflated egos. So we go from like the bunny slopes
Did
to like.
Do you take any lessons? Do you know anything about
it? I like that he called the lessons a tutorial.
Yeah.
I do appreciate
that's
that.
That's where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Ask the tutorial.
We play video games. We fucking pressed A through that shit. Whatever. We're like, fine. We got this. Like, let's go up. So we go to like one of the more advanced ones. It wasn't anything crazy. And like for us, it looked intense. We're like, we can fucking do it. So we start going down, and it's pretty steep. We're going real fast. Pretty immediately, we realize in over our heads, like we should not be going down this. It's a little too advanced. But me and my friends were like, hey, fuck it. My one friend Vince, who to this day it would be the guy to do this. He's like, no, fuck it, I got it. Get all the way down to the end. That's the play. And it's like, all right, cool. Good for you. But me and my friend Curran, we're making our way down. And I was like, hey, bro, there's no rush. You guys know me. It's exactly how I'd be now. Like, hey, let's just take our time. It's all good. Let's go down 10 feet at a time. Throw ourselves down. Take it slow. You know what I mean? Get to the bottom of this damn hill. Be safe. That's all that fucking matters.
Right.
Just being safe. I just want some hot chocolate. I want to get out of this hellscape that I put myself in.
Yeah. Terrifying.
So we start going down the mountain. The mountain starts turning into a S shape. Very, very, a lot of S's.
Serpentine.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
snake.
Right? And at each part of the S, the plateau, there's a nice little plateau, on this mountain, whatever. We end up, I'd say, about halfway through the serpentine S. And we end on a little cliff. I'm like, I need a break. And Curran's like, bro, me too. Let's just chill out of the way of everyone on the edge of this cliff.
Yeah, I'm 15.
All right?
You know?
So we're on the cliff, and we're just sitting there. We're just kind of catching up, talking, be like, yo, we fucked up, bro. Like this sucks. Like, we've been on this thing for now probably an hour, and we're just trying to get down.
Put your helmet on.
It's like, but okay, let's just take a sec. We're going to go down. It'll be fine. So as we're sitting there, I look up the hill, and coming down at me is this kid. And he's just this tiny little ant, little tiny dot. And the dot starts getting bigger and bigger.
Here it comes.
Does it get more Peruvian? At us.
Okay.
No.
I thought it was going to be Kevin.
It wasn't Kevin. This kid, who was probably like 8 or 9, is just coming real fast on some skis right at us.
Oh, shit.
And I'm looking at it. I'm like,
taken out, bro.
I was like, hey, Curry, this kid's about to hit us. And all of a sudden, we start hearing him.
Yep, here it comes.
Like this scream just goes from nothing to louder and louder and louder. We see his little whatever the fuck they're called, the poles.
Yeah.
He drops the poles. He's just out of control, just fucking coming at us. The scream is getting louder and louder and louder and louder. I'm like, what the fuck do we do? Because at this moment, there's this crisis of like, do we just get out of the way and let this kid fly off the cliff?
Let him die.
Or that's how you do learn. We let him hit us and like try to stop him? Do we try to grab him? Like, I had no idea. We had enough time seeing this kid come down, because it was a big ass slope, to have a conversation. What do we do? And he's like, I'm not going to let him hit me. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to let him hit me.
Fuck,
but like,
no.
I feel like we should do something. I don't know what to do. But like, then we're like, all right, just get out of the way. We both get out of the way. And this kid, man, I'll never, ever, ever forget the sound of, because that scream went from loud to nothing as he flew off this fucking cliff.
Oh, he flew off the cliff?
Into the trees.
Oh, just shit.
Never to be seen again.
That kid
just
died.
Gone. And immediately, I'm like, holy shit. And I don't know why, but I was a kid. Me and Karin's first thought, we're going to jail for murder.
Yeah, you killed that kid.
We were accomplices
to murder.
To murder at this point. Like, we could have stopped this kid. We could have not stopped.
You're not going to stop the kid. The kid would have taken you off the cliff with him. That's what would have
But we were so damn scared that we're like, we got to go. We got down that mountain in like 2 minutes after that, right?
Dominant.
We get there and everyone's like, oh, you guys cool? It's like, yeah, you know, we just have to take our time. Like, it's all good. We're like, never speak of this again. Like, you know, they can't get us. It's fine. But we were like, eventually, like, we gotta fucking get this kid help. We gotta like see what's going on. We didn't need to, because we started hearing sirens going left and right. Kid. It was a shutdown, lockdown, snowmobiles going crazy, little ambulance snowmobiles. Like, it was cool. Wild. And they ended up getting the kid. They got the kid. He was not dead, but I don't know how living he was. You know what I mean? But it was really bad. So it's like, this is a sad story overall. But man, it was a very stressful time on the slopes. For 15-year-old.
And Nick, as you know, got a pizza, can't French fry.
Got a pizza.
When you French fry, you're going to have a bad time.
Mike, hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for a word from our sponsors.
Mm.
This week on Patreon, the Next Gen crew of Kinda Funny, myself, Barrett, Joey, and Roger, did a fantasy film draft picking which movies we think are going to be the best reviewed, and we had some wild choices.
This third one is about to pop off with one Jonathan Majors, because he's looking a God big, big it. Boy.
He has a
Creed
killing
3,
me.
Baby.
He has a killing Here me, man. Go.
Not even on my list.
Roger, how is that not on your list?
Dune 2. Right, that's gonna be a banger. Yeah. We have Austin Butler.
Wasn't he like a child star in something?
Yeah. Zoe 101. Yeah.
Zoe 101.
Oh,
he's the,
my guy.
He's like the bad boy.
Yeah. My dude. Oh,
my guy.
My guy. Oh man, I love that dude.
Can we draft a movie DLC? Trailer.
I would like to draft an unannounced Marvel post-credit scene.
Head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny to listen to this and hundreds of other exclusive episodes right now.
Pizza French fry. I got made fun of because of that. So I was apparently skiing better than everyone on the bunny slopes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because two people at different parts of the day stopped me. Because I was actually like, I was helping my buddy Janesh. I was skiing with him, hanging out, just kind of giving him whatever little pointers I could from my limited knowledge of skiing. But apparently that was hyper advanced to everyone else in the bunny slopes. Because two separate people were like, yo, man, you got any tips for skiing? And I was like, it came out of my mouth before I realized that I was surrounded by comedians. I was like, you know what, man? Pizza, French fries, right? Pizza, French fries. And I just, that was it for the rest of the
yep.
day. I would hear my buddy Marty roll by, but pizza, French fries, you fucking dork. Do you know pizza, French fries?
No, I mean, I can kind of imagine. You want to put
makes
it?
Pizza you make slow, the French fries makes you go fast.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if you wedge your skis like this, that's how, you know, beginner skiers slow down on the bunny slopes.
Okay.
And then when you do this. But that's the problem is you have to learn how to kind of cut back and forth and keep your body forward. But what most people will do is they'll go all the way across, turn, go all the way across. That's where you start getting into sort of like, it's going to take you a while to get down that.
That was me. That's what we were doing.
Because there's nothing scarier the first time you go up, because you're like, this is going to be okay. First off, most terrifying thing when you're a skier is getting off the lift. That's that first thing first. You go, nobody told me about this. I don't know how to get off this lift. And every time they eat shit. You've been with a first-time snowboarder. We're like, I don't. This is confounding. You got to let them eat shit the first time. You don't tell them it's coming, right? After that, you figure it out. Beyond that, that first drop, where you're like, this looks way, way too scary. You take it. You got to bomb it. That's what you got
to
do.
The scariest part for me, the first drop to me, getting off the little ski lift thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Most, that getting
yeah.
off the lift is
I hate that shit.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. Until someone tells you how to do it. And then you go, oh, that's the easiest thing ever. You just let the chair push you off. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. As the chair pushes you off, you just stand up and go down.
Would you guys believe that in the 4 times I went snowboarding, that equated to, I don't know, what, 17 ski lifts total or sure. something like that?
Yeah.
I fell every time.
Every single time.
I don't think I ever had a smooth.
Face first?
No, it's just not graceful.
It doesn't
I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, because I have one of my feet attached to the snowboard. The other one's just fucking dangling. Yeah, I'm like, what are you trying to do,
man? It's easier on skis because you're already angled toward it. You don't have to, like, angle your body. Mikey, where do you come down on? Do you wear a helmet?
Are you being of course.
Safe?
You have to wear
You got to wear a helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Have to wear a helmet.
Safety
good,
first.
Good.
I have a sick helmet, too. I have like a BMX like motocross helmet now is what I've evolved to. So I got a cool visor and stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, I got a badass helmet now.
Now, Mike, obviously you're the master of the mountains. Mm-hmm. Like, we know you for so much. But like, in my mind, like, I think of you as a true slopes legend.
Yes.
But like real talk, so ski, snowboarding, do you snowboard?
Can do both of those competently, yeah.
Which are you better at?
Probably snowboarding nowadays, but I can still ski.
So let's talk snowboarding. Are you out there doing actual like sick tricks?
You taking the park?
360 at most.
You can do a 360. Can you grab it? Are you doing a 360 grab?
It's a little weak grab. Nothing special.
Oh,
nothing
that's
like
cool, dude.
But I can spin around. Yeah.
Are you doing the park? You're doing the park?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been so long now. I just do the snow bike in the park.
Yeah.
So I like to call it like, you know, I got the knickknacks. I got the tail spins. I got the bar spins. I got all that. Called this one the Mile High Salute. I'd fly off and jump, and I'd just salute the air.
So I fucking love you, Mike.
I thought I was insane. So I go, no feet, and I just kick my feet out. Oh, yeah,
no,
I
can hear him screaming the name. No feet. Yeah,
I'm going to do the Mile High Salute. I'd tell my
I need to see this. I just want to ski next to you while you're doing these things.
I did the stanky leg.
Yeah, you did the little stanky
leg. Yeah, I had to do the stanky leg in front of Washburn because he didn't believe it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know the stanky leg till you see it in person. Cause like the videos don't do it justice, but like what I'll do is I'll jump up on the seat with one leg and then stank leg the other leg outward. So I'm like standing two handles on the handlebars, one on the seat and I'm flying. And so the catch
Hold on,
is
you're
like,
doing this in the air,
In the air,
motocross or, bro.
Mainly on the snow. You know what I mean? And so now imagine we're going down and we're going like 30 miles an hour and I'm doing the stanky leg past you.
So,
I'm a menace to society.
I want it, dude. I
should be stopped.
We need to cut. Here's what we need to do. We need to get a crew together.
Yeah.
And we need to come up with like a theme for our weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we all dress as stormtroopers. Tim dresses as Darth Vader. We put him out in
and
front
he chases
of
us
and he chases us around the mountain. Or Tim's like a Jedi and we're all just trying to stop the Jedi.
We get, like, and we get hurt and then we get lost in the snow and no one can find us because we're in all white because of the stormtroopers.
That is the risk we take for greatness. Mm-hmm. Think about the Instagram pics. Think about the TikToks of like, oh, snowtroopers. Not snowtroopers. Fucking idiot.
Oh,
fucking
idiot. You caught yourself, though.
Exactly.
Good call.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Before the chat had a chance, or the comments had a chance to do that.
Do we wear the little like cool little capes that they have, like the little butt flaps?
Yeah. 100%. Always butt flapping. Right. Always be butt flapping.
Yep.
That's it.
Always be flapping.
I want to go to Sports Basement with you after this. I need to get some.
Oh, can we go to Sports Basement?
Absolutely can.
Now, I'll tell you what. I went shopping recently, Nick. I stopped over at the mall, and I swiped a card a couple of times. And here's the catch, Tim Gettys.
I'm
thinking
gonna
about buying some Tims.
Go pee-pee. Some Tims? Mm-hmm. Some Jordans?
And I got a little intimidated, Nick.
You can't get them. I don't even know how to get Jordan. Here's what happens every time. Tim's walking away now, so he can't.
Yeah.
But this is 100%, ladies and gentlemen, 100% factual.
Tell me.
Facts right now.
Okay.
Tim gets his Jordans.
Yeah.
From a back alley guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the guy's name. We got to drive. I went with him one time. Scariest I've ever been. It's like buying drugs before weed was legal. You'd have to go to someone's house, and they'd be like, yo, what's up? It was scary.
You're like, well, Randy,
Tim's got guys that just come out of the fucking woodworks, and they give you just these dope-ass, one-off
got
Jordan.
The box. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Miles Morales. It's This is the Iron Man Jordan, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
One time, I might have got caught up in a 187. I don't know. If that's what the
snap.
We had to kill a guy.
Selling fakes, yeah.
But we got those fucking sweet shoes. So what are these Jordans that you want to get? What's
no,
that?
Not Jordans.
Oh.
Timberland boots.
Oh, I thought I thought you meant Tim's like the
No,
shit
no, did. Nick. You know, I got Jordans and stuff. But it's time to get some Tim's.
Guys, I want some Red Wings. That's what I want.
Oh, you want some Red Wings?
I brought up my old North Face boots that I've had for years, my hiking like snow boots.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I like
you
up here.
Oh,
I like the view from
the
top,
view
bro.
Up from there is
I'm
great.
A solid 5'10 in those things. Yeah, I feel great about myself. So what kind of Timberlands are you going to get?
Well, that's the catch. Do you go with the traditional originals, which I think is where what my like, heart tells
Barrett,
me you get
can you
the
bring
original.
Up the original? Just type
but then
in original Kimberlin.
When you
Kimberlin.
Show up to Shoe Palace here, right?
Yeah.
They got 12 on display in all different colors, all different styles. And it's like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to buy here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you just go with the OGs?
All right. So you want the big, like fucking Timberland, like tan Timberland.
Yes, I want the big tan Timberland boots.
I think you could just do that. I think you could just make.
I think
happen
that's
yourself.
The OG. But yeah. Like when you show up to Shoe Palace and there's 12 options, you start to second guess the OG.
But then you got to do the thing where you don't lace them, right? You got to keep them loose and tuck shit in. Are you doing that? These
I don't
ones.
Know. Those ones.
Those are the Timberland. Those are what I think.
Those
had
a little hype for you.
Those are the OGs.
That's what I think when I think.
Those are the OGs. Yeah.
That's what I think. I'm into boots now, so I might go with you, but I'm not gonna get the Timberlands because I'm not cool enough for that. I think I want to get a pair of like Red Wing boots.
Okay.
Start wearing those.
Oh, see, I was thinking of like the big like thick black boots that like emo girls wear, but
oh, like Doc Martens.
Yeah.
I don't
but,
know
like,
the
really yes. thick ones. You
so
know?
here. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, let's tell a story about one Kevin Coelho.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, God.
Kevin and Paula got into Doc Martens back. Remember this cool G? Maybe it was like 5 years ago. Paula bought Kevin a pair of Doc Martens, and I fucking love Doc Martens.
Okay.
And I think I made a comment about them, but because Kevin always thinks I'm making fun of him,
oh,
he was like, I'm never wearing these Doc Martens.
No.
Yeah. But I love
them.
Here's why I like Doc Martens.
Can I get some Docs on the screen, please?
Doc Martens boots. They look like combat boots from like World War II.
Okay.
I love them because in the 90s, they made a resurgence, and everyone wore the Doc Martens. We didn't wear the boots. I never had a pair. Mm-hmm. But everyone that was cool in my high school used to wear like big baggy jeans rolled up with the Doc Martens shoe.
Okay, okay.
And that was the look. And now, of course, the 90s are back. Every time I look around, I see Roger walking around with a sweatshirt five times bigger than he needs. Yeah. We could all fit in this sweatshirt.
The
90s right
are
big. They're so
that
fucking
is your
cool.
favorite
he's
thing
not
just,
showing
they're
up in
so
Jingo
cool.
jeans right now.
Oh, Roger's like, yeah, look at these. Those are bad at the fucking bone right there.
Roger, if you hear this, please
those
come in.
Those are real bad.
Roger, I just saw him walk to the kitchen so he can't hear him.
He just grabbed his bag. I think he's out. He's like, fuck this. I'm over this slander.
I'm into boots, man. Let's get into boots. Tim, you're not allowed to wear boots. You're too tall.
Yeah, I'm not a boot.
Were you ever a boot guy?
No.
You didn't do the Timberlands?
No.
I could see you. Yeah, but actually, the Timberlands would go well with what you're wearing right now.
Timberlands is the East Coast thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're rocking Air Force Ones. You're close enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an easy logical step.
Here we go.
There he is. Oh, my God. Look at this drip, rock. As the kids call it right here.
Drip for me.
Hey, drip daddy.
What the fuck is going on here? What's going on?
I'm just talking about the cool Gen Z sweatshirts that you guys wear where you can fit five people in them. You get a cuddle puddle in
them. Oh, yeah. You get loose. We like get loose under there.
I like it so. I like when you guys, like, if we get stuck in the flood, I can put you up as a flag and you guys, or like as a sail. You guys just sail me down the street. That's what I like.
Yeah. Mike came today. My nails are done today. And then he said, I like your Carl Jacobs nails. It's like, no, it's not just Carl Jacobs. You know what I mean? Like, we're all doing it.
Yeah, but he's the leader of the crew.
Yep. He's the leader.
He's the leader of the Gen Zs?
I accept it.
Carl's
I accept it.
Wait, are you the leader or is Carl? Who
no,
do I,
Carl's the leader.
Carl's the leader. Are you like first in command though?
No. I'm far below.
Okay. He's just a follower. He's just happy to be here.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
I'm at the party. I get when the drug bowl comes around to me, I'll take a little ketamine. I like your what? That's what the kids do these days. They do the ketamine.
Do ketamine anymore.
I'm not saying do ketamine. I'm saying the kids do ketamine.
But I'm actually saying we should be good to the
Delaney
kids.
Delaney twinning in the chat, don't do ketamine, okay? Please don't do it.
What other things is Carl Jacobs leading you on this fashion adventure y'all are on?
I mean, the nails, just everything, right? Like, it's the vibe, like the cool vibe.
Is it toenails as well?
Oh, interesting. I mean, I haven't really thought about that. I don't think so. I haven't seen Carl Jacobs' toes.
Oh.
I mean, this is
I'm sure that
kind of like an invitation, I guess. I mean, Carl Jacobs, what's up? What's up with your toes?
What's up with
are you painting your
where the toes at?
Exactly. Tim, can you call Carl real quick and have
honestly,
him take a
picture
of our toes?
I want to let you know that I was just considering, should I call Carl? I'm not
going to.
You
should
call
Carl.
I'm not going to call and be like, yo,
call
can we
Carl.
See your toes?
You
no.
give me your phone. I'll call Carl.
Carl, we haven't talked to you in a couple months, but show us
your toes.
Show us the fucking toes, dude.
Dude, can I explain something that's happened where my two worlds have collided?
Yep.
Over the weekend?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Somebody found, one of my comic friends found out that I got a WikiFeet page.
Okay.
And every fucking show I show up to, a new comic goes, dude, what's up with those feet? It's just spread like wildfire. People legit think that I have an OnlyFans for feet.
We gotta get
to a point. It's to a point now that I feel odd not having an OnlyFans for my feet.
Let's do it.
So I think we need to start one, Tim. I think this could be a good new revenue stream for us.
I am not against this at all.
Oh, Nikki feet. There it is. Here it is. Here they are right
Nikki
here.
Nikki feet.
Somebody figured it
out. Look
at
those things.
And that's it.
You look great, Roger. Remember that. You look great.
Killing the game, Roger.
Except for that Final Fantasy sweater that Tim hates, but I like.
I love.
Steezy.
Oh, I thought you said you hated the McDonald's
one. No.
Okay.
I said it was disgusting, which I understand sounds negative.
Yeah. He said
like,
that to me.
I mean it like compliment.
That's nasty.
That shit is nasty. Okay, it is disrespectful. It is inappropriate, but it is perfect.
Oh, my God. What? They got a lot of pictures of me.
They got a lot of pictures of your fucking feet.
I haven't checked that in a while. It's like jiu-jitsu pictures.
You know, one of my favorite things, Nick, is there's a...
Where do they get them from?
You know there's a gif of me complimenting your feet. And it's just like, it's something that I just need to live with. And every once in a while, somebody like random will just text me this gif.
Uh-huh.
And it's me saying something to the extent of like, you know what, Nick? Legitimately, you have really nice feet.
Thank you.
And I do stand by that. Like, I know there's a big joke here. Mm-hmm. Nick has, I think, the nicest male feet that I've ever seen.
Wow.
I remember taking this picture, by the way. So
that's it.
That maybe I'm the guy just uploading all these pictures.
I'm honestly fine with it.
Can you imagine if it was revealed that all of this was Barrett in his free time?
I'd be okay with it, honestly. Listen, it's one of those.
When I was brought on, it was like, hey, we need to like a social media guy. Yeah. We need to like help all this stuff. Like, we need to beef up Nick Scarpino's internet like kind of personality here. And this was the only way I could figure out how to do it. You know?
Look at Barrett, your mouth to God's ears. I'm at a point now. I'm at an elevated age. I don't give a shit what I get famous for. I just want to be famous. If I'm going to be if I have the most famous feet on the internet, and that's my legacy. Mm-hmm. That's when Tim Geddes has little Tim babies. Right, Rimothy and Paula Bills, y'all, whatever we call
you. Paula Bills, y'all. Uh-huh.
And they go, "What, Uncle Nick? What is Uncle Nick known for?" And be like, "Oh, he's got nasty. He's got disgusting feet.
Disgusting feet."
That I'm fine with it, Mike. Uh-huh. I'm fine with it. I'm not gonna leave a legacy on this planet.
So, Nick, this is it.
Oh God, I love it. God bless us. Look at the old studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Stupid old.
Well, I feel like we talked a lot about snow, so hopefully people like
that. Yeah,
that
was a great trip. I'm glad they enjoyed that as well.
It bonded me to you in a way that I wasn't, because I was texting you updates and you were like, "You're doing it so right."
I'm so proud.
So I felt good.
So wait, and now were you also in Tahoe, Nick? Or Mike?
No, I stayed. I was down here. I'm in.
So Kevin went up to Tahoe.
Kevin did go up to Tahoe.
Got it.
Just like I expected, it was going to be a hell of a drive, and it was for them. They were on the road.
Oh, I would not have. Tahoe would have been brutal.
But they had a great time.
Oh, wait, so you didn't go to Tahoe?
I went to Twain Heart.
Twain,
which is like 2 hours inland or got 3 hours inland from where we're at.
Nick, can you imagine if you guys were just fucking on the slopes doing all your whatever the fuck you were doing? What were they called? Steezy shirt.
Getting steezy.
We're shopping the Narnar, Brody. Shredding
all the things that you're doing, and then you just see Kevin.
Kevin's there.
I'd leave.
There's an omen here. Like,
I gotta go.
Would you be convinced that like someone was filming you and like
something? It's not that. It's that. If I saw, listen, Kevin Coelho is a force of nature, for better or for worse, right? We love him. He's great in this office. He handles all of our technical stuff. Every once in a while, I catch him running around, and I'm like, something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw Kevin Coelho in the conditions that were out there, I would leave immediately because I'd be like, he's going to cause an avalanche. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I don't even know if that's possible right now. But Kevin is going to contribute to the deaths of everyone on this mountain right now. And I do not want to be one of those people.
But
I'm out.
Then somehow he will fix it. And then he will be seen as the hero.
He'll pop up like a little mole, like a
he'll
little lemon.
He'll save it all.
He will find the cure. Around
he
and
will
everyone.
Bring people back from the dead.
And he'll just give them hot toddy. He's like one of those St. Bernards that has a little thing.
Yeah.
And he just pours hot whiskey into their mouths and revitalizes everyone. Mm. Now, I didn't know Kevin was going up. That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, Kevin went up.
Is Kevin a skier or a snowboarder? On the beach. Does he ski or does he just bobsled?
He skis. Snowbiked once too. And absolutely sent it on the bike.
Yeah.
Paula was not pleased with us, but he did it and we had a blast, me and him.
I love this.
He's like, please don't do this. And he was like, Mike, we're going to do it. And I was like, yes, Kevin.
I love it.
Now just point forward and go, you know? And he did it.
What's the fastest you go on a snowbike?
Oh, so fast.
You go fast.
So probably 40 to 60.
Yeah, it's fast. You can go fast on a ski.
If nobody's on my way, I can go fast. 100%.
That's so. Did you get scared?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I make questionable decisions all the time on the slopes. That's right.
So if we go together, are you snowboarding with me? Are you skiing with me?
I'm on a snowbike. Yeah, 100%.
So you're just 100%.
All of that stuff is in the closet. I'm never pulling it out again.
The skis?
Skis or snowboard? I'll never do it again.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, 100%.
You just love the snowbike.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah. Like the snow bike. I like the comfort of rocking my Nikes. I think it looks cool.
Oh,
like,
so who you don't even wear snow boots.
No.
You don't even need it.
No.
You who else is weirdly
enough, especially with how he drives these things, weirdly enough, I still feel like the safest option out of all three, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, probably, because you're not really strapped into anything. I feel like that's where a lot of the minor injuries happen.
Well, most
when
of people avoid
in,
me, too.
Yeah,
because they see that, insane. And they're like, oh, I'm scared of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm up on the handlebars, Tim. I haven't even told you about Embrace the Sun.
Embrace the
where
Sun.
Where now, instead of putting my feet on the seats, I put my feet wedging myself against the seat, and my knees are on the handlebars. Now I'm up in the air doing this, right? And I blow kisses at
people. Sun salutations, Tim. Namaste.
Namaste.
Is there any footage of this?
There's some footage on YouTube, but it doesn't do it justice. We'll find some.
Yeah, because I've seen the Snowbike Mike, the movie.
JD has some like recent footage that would do it more justice.
Got it.
I need it. I need to see this right now.
We could find some.
I want to see this in person, man. It's revitalized my love of skiing. Not that I was ever like crazy into it, because I was always like, I'm not good enough to do this, and I'm not close enough, and I don't do it enough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get the bug. You're like, I got to do this every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, once a season's good enough for me. But I'm happy to say my body reacted nicely to it. My
That's
knee
great.
Feels okay. I don't feel broken down. I actually feel like I had a good day and could go back again. So we might have to get a Tahoe trip up.
Yeah.
Because the Lord knows it is still fucking snowing up there.
Still snowing.
So it's going to be snow well into what? April?
Oh, way past that as well.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It'll be snow there all the time. Yeah.
That's the one thing I want to do. When we go back, I want it to be nothing but slush, and I want to wear T-shirts with you.
Oh, a little spring skiing.
Yeah, I want spring skiing. I want Ray-Bans,
uh-huh.
And I want walkie-talkies the entire time. So when we're going down the hill, down the hill, I want to literally be like, I want one of those cop walkie-talkies. Like I'm about to fucking bust someone, and I want to be skiing and just reach up and be like, sunburn, this is hammer, over. Where are you? Over.
Yes. Yes.
Have you just come back over the?
I'm at the lodge, just drinking Bloody Marys. Oh,
me and my friends used to play a game called Reverse Snow Angels, where when it got really late at night, we would all go in the hot tub. Yeah. Then we would get out of the hot tub, take all our clothes off, and run into the snow and go face down naked and make snow angels.
That's
God bless you for that.
Great.
You know what's so funny is you tell this story, yep. And it has such a different vibe than if I told the story.
It's so
positive and like pure.
Yeah.
And if I told it, I would to slide in something about someone's balls.
Yeah,
it would,
no,
just, be, it would
no.
just ruin the
yeah,
whole
I just,
thing.
I leave that to the imagination.
Yeah, yeah. You know
what I mean, I
have
would,
to go somewhere.
I mean, they have to go somewhere. Do you look at the imprint when you're done? And be like, yeah,
I mean, that's what you
that's
did.
That's a man's imprint.
That's the whole point of it.
That's a man's imprint.
See what you did.
God bless it, everyone. Well, hey, there you go. Let's take a Patreon question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I like that. You got a good one?
I do have a good one, actually. I've highlighted it, and I've got Madeline, Mad Exposure, says, what are the best parts of being back in the studio now that you've been there for a couple weeks? Of course, Madeline is back there over on Patreon. She's wrote in. And if you guys want to do the same thing, too, you guys can head over to Patreon and do that. Mikey, what are you enjoying about the studio so far now that we're back?
I mean, of course, it's the camaraderie, right? I love being around everybody. My favorite part is greeting everybody in the morning. Right, like seeing you walk in, giving you the daps. I get the Geddes bros walking in. I get to say what up to them, right? But I think my favorite one right now is definitely annoying Roger. It's my favorite because Roger takes this
you
job
and everyone
very
else
seriously,
that.
And I appreciate that. It's not like we all don't take it seriously, but Roger's on some whole nother level type serious where he puts on his headphones and you know he's trying his best. He's cutting up a new TikTok. He's editing the Blessing Show. He's just trying to get into his workflow, and then you can just feel it. It's like Nick with Andy, where I just smile and I lean and I look at him and I'm like, here it comes, Roger, get ready. And I'm going to poke the bear and I just start poking, right? What am I going to say to Roger today? What am I going to get him riled up about?
Yeah.
He'll go into bay number 5, just one of our editing rooms, and he'll hide in there.
Yeah.
And he knows I'm coming.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah.
He knows I'm coming.
He feels it. And my main goal is like to make sure Roger feels the fun every day, make sure he's smiling. No matter how hard the workday is, somebody's gonna make that kid smile. And
they gotta make him smile. They gotta make
somebody's
him smile.
Gotta be because
he's Gen Zer, and we're like a hop, skip, and a jump away from them. And be like, we don't smile anymore, bro. We just take everything deadly serious, and we wear fucking true neck sweatshirts that are so goddamn big you can cover your car in them.
I love how that's what you've attached yourself to.
What's funny is Roger doesn't even wear that.
No, like no, that's the thing. It's like anything Nick has ever thought about Gen Z, ever, maybe anything he's heard, accurate, not accurate, it doesn't matter. It's Roger now.
It's what I see in the streets. It's what I see in the streets, dude. I'm out there on the streets.
In these streets,
you are out in the streets, dude.
Timothy, oh my God. Give me a couple things that have been good about coming back to the studio.
I mean, it's the reverse of what Mike's saying. Yeah. Having the snowbike Mike energy. Having being greeted by Mike. I always love it. Mike brings in this the fun. It's like,
well, let me get it up there.
Get up here, let me slap it.
Get up there.
There it is,
everybody.
Give that.
But there is an energy to Mike that sets the tone of the studio, I think.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, where are we? How much are we trying to party today?
Yes.
I would say that Kind of Funny is always on some level of party. It's very rarely a 0% party level.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's up to 10%, mm-hmm. but like there's always some. Mm-hmm. I will say this, at any moment, someone here is having fun.
Definitely.
Somebody better be having fun.
But I will also say, at any moment, someone else is having the fucking worst day of their life.
100%. 100%. That is true, too. That is true.
Someone's in crisis with a business thing, and then someone else is like, this is awesome. Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
But that's the thing. There's the give and take. And I like to hope that there's less of that, obviously.
Yes.
And a lot more of the party vibes and the fun. And I think that Mike has this ability to turn the tides. Even if you're having a bad day, mm-hmm. you can make it a good day.
There's like, can make it a good day.
There's a lot of that, the good stuff. So I appreciate that. Recently, I want to give a shout out to just being able to now use the studio, how I've dreamt of using the studio for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, we've been building it. We've worked so goddamn hard getting this thing ready. Thank you. There we go. Done all of that.
Popping some more.
And we made a conscious decision of get in here October, just do our best. Like, that's all we can do. Get in.
Yeah.
Do the launch, get the content going, try to make sure that like we can at least deliver what we've been delivering as good as we can. And we've done that. But now that we had the break and we're back, we can have just a little bit more fun. We've now learned what the studio takes. And let me tell you, it takes a lot more than we wanted it to.
A lot more than I thought.
And in some ways, a lot less. In some ways, we're still learning. But I feel like in the last week, we've been able to have the most fun with the studio so far, where we got to shoot the we can't talk about everything. Let me say this. Don't jump in.
Okay.
But the WWE This Is Awesome season 2 we got to shoot here.
You shared a lot more than I thought you were going to share.
Lots of that. Okay. But that was posted. An episode was shot here. Greg posted that. We shot the Game of the Year. Which was absolutely incredible for Gamescast. Super involved. We had fun things going on in the front of the desk, like the wall interacting and stuff. The Last of Us breakdown that we just did, like having a custom set and visual look to it, and like just going a little harder, having Cameron and Carter make custom assets for it.
Mm-hmm. The Blessing Show,
which was like absolutely incredible. Nasty. Roger being able to do crazy editing stuff that's like using the triangularity of the jibs information to like put things onto the wall that weren't actually there. Like, if you guys have seen The Blessing Show, I need you to understand that what's happening on the wall behind him, he did in post-production.
Yeah.
He did that in editing. It wasn't just there already, which is just mind-blowing. But he figured that shit out and he did it. Mm-hmm. Love that. We had the God of War thing that Barrett did. That was last year, but still dope as shit. But using the studio in like cool, different new ways, like that to me, I think is like the most, most exciting thing that's been going on in 2023.
Yeah. And really quick, before we get to you, Greg brought his dog today. That was very important.
I missed out on that.
That was a big deal. That dog is cute. Yo.
It's a cute little
And you should see that with baby BJ. Because those two, they got a connection. And it's crazy. Because I didn't think a baby that young would have a connection with a dog like that. You know what
they love
each
other. But think about it this
way. They're like mush.
If you saw something that was your exact same size. You know what I mean? Like they're size pound for pound, they weigh exactly the same. So that's the only thing in your life that's your size. Of course you're going to be best friends.
Yeah, there's two of them today. That was a special treat. Like when we get the baby BJ sighting with Jen, it's like, oh, okay, we got some energy here. And the baby just running around, right? Taken to the lab, Nick. Really taken to the lab, and I like that.
I mean, we're going to need future ranks.
Future streamer.
Get that. I mean, here's the thing, dude. These kids understand shit like no one else has. Roger's out there being like, I wore my crew neck sweatshirt backwards. I don't understand how any of that works. This kid is going to be a phenom by the time he's 12. We got to put his ass to work. Carl Jacobs is going to follow him.
I like
gonna
that.
Be the other way around. Speaking of the lab, that's one of the things that I have really enjoyed. You, me, Andy, and Kev getting in our Duffy in that lab. Yep. Really getting the vibe going.
Figuring it out.
Pulling the curtain aside a little bit. We've had a lot of meetings where we just sit there and go, what do we really want to accomplish in Twitch? And the number one thing is like, how do we have as much fun as humanly possible? Mm-hmm. How do we get that vibe going with some of these bigger games and really kind of invest in that? And I think we've managed to do it, man. I'm excited to see we're going to be like 12 months from now
and
with that.
Combining that with mine, I'm really excited that we're trying to play a little bit more using the studio space for some of the streams. You know, it's like we built the lab for a very specific purpose and it fucking kicks ass at that.
Right.
But being able to kind of like do some bigger, more fun things, even if it's literally just the same things we would be doing in there, but at least we're all next to each other, mm-hmm. is a lot of fun. That's why I'm excited for the Kind of Funny Day stream we're doing on Friday, where we're going to be out here playing Mario together, like feeling the vibe, all looking at one TV. Like, I think there's going to be shenanigans up a show.
Definitely.
Yeah, very excited about that. One thing we haven't done, yo.
What's that?
We haven't had the late night just Mike and Nick Call of Duty vibes in here.
I mean, you know,
we haven't ordered a pizza and just taken over the laptop.
I'm waiting for it. Usually it's because you go home and you work on those yams and then we get that late night on your show.
Yo, so get this. Okay, you know, I made an effort back in April to go to the gym all the time. Mm-hmm. That was my goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moved here, took a little break. Now I'm back in the gym. Because you know me, I have no idea what I'm doing in the gym. And I've left home base. You know, in my gym, I knew what I wanted to do. Now I'm at Planet Fitness. People are waiting in lines. And I'm like, no, I'm not waiting in lines to throw up some iron. So what am I doing? Past 2 weeks, 5 days a week, Stairmaster for one full hour.
Badass.
4,500 stairs, 75 stairs a minute, 60 minutes straight. Now, I'm sweating bullets. People are looking at me like I'm insane.
75 stairs a minute?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The best.
That's incredible. It's a stair every three quarters of a
best,
second.
Y'all. It's the best.
So you're into fitness, Mike?
You ain't going to do it. You almost had it.
What am I missing on the fitness?
Don't worry.
I hate when I miss
a half a day.
Two
of them we got Nick on today,
everybody.
I hate
when I miss a half a day and there's like inside jokes everywhere. I don't like that.
Are you into fitness?
I'm not going to fucking. I'm not going to get baited by this.
I thought we were going to ping pong it back.
The last time I was at this table, you asked me if I was into what was it like? Something stupid, and then it was a dick joke, and I'm not doing that ever again.
And he fucked it up too. He fucked it up.
Oh, man, what a great time. That's the biggest one is we're all together, and that's what matters. Right?
That is fun.
We're all together, finally.
We are, and we got the heat working, which is kind of huge as well.
So that's Oh, wait, yo.
Can we take a moment and give some big praise to the heat really quick? People were walking around here looking like goddamn popsicles.
Blessing almost quit. So for everyone that, well, we'll tell everyone. So
Joey, I know you're listening. Yeah. I'm giving you the option here. But I would love if you could come out and show the people what you had to do in the coldest times. Only if you would like. If you would like.
Poor
Nick,
Joey.
Continue.
Joey's got two blankets.
We have two air conditioning units, two basically units, that one for the studio and one for the actual office area. That's Jesus. That is oddly accurate.
That's what Joey looked like.
Oddly accurate.
That's what Joey looked like.
Oddly accurate. For the longest time, though, our control room was so hot, we had to run the air conditioning. When it got cold, the air conditioning, unfortunately, we couldn't baffle it off enough in the studio. So the whole place would be like 30 degrees, to the point where it was like, Tim was like, I have to wear gloves because it's too freaking cold in here. So finally, we got a couple portable units for that room and the other room. Still having a couple issues, but we got the heat on finally, and it has been night and day.
Look at what Joey bought, dude.
Like poncho-y thing with the hood. It's maybe every day, just me and my desk like this, trying not to freeze my ass off. It was so cold. But honestly, one of the single best investments I've ever made.
It's comfortable looking. Yeah, you look comfortable.
One of these days I'll take it home.
Keep it here, who cares? You gotta have something here.
I love it.
It's always weird when we have like
give her the mic.
We have guests at the studio and I'm just like bundled up. That little monkey.
Joey's looking like the monkey.
The monkey.
Very funny. The monkey picture is very funny.
Holy shit.
That is
shit.
An incredible picture right there.
I stand by it.
Well, you don't need the cape anymore, Joey, but I'm glad you have it because it's fashion forward, as they say. It's incredible.
Yeah, I thought that was Roger for a second.
I mean, I thought that was Roger and all of his Gen Z friends. You know, like
the whole family.
You put them all in a cape, and they just you know what it's like. It's like what
Carl Jacobs is in there.
Yeah, everyone's in there. God bless him. God bless him. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fun episode.
What an episode. What a vibe. Who needs Greg Miller? You know what I'm saying?
We really did. And
it's because I missed y'all weekend. That's why.
I know, man.
I missed y'all weekend.
I didn't get a chance. That's why I texted you like five times.
Yep. Exactly.
I didn't tell Tim, how many times I texted you this weekend?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what? No, Nick. I need to tell the people. They need to know the fucking truth. All right? Because a couple weeks ago, we were on this podcast talking about, I don't even, how the fuck did we get here? I don't know. But at some point, I don't even know how to explain this.
I don't even know.
Oh, you know what, Nick? What you just texted me. answered my question because you screenshotted it like a fucking maniac instead of just saving the image. So I can see the Google, what you searched to get this, which was Mons Pubis.
Yeah.
So when we were talking about the Mons Pubis, which we didn't understand, there was an image that was a scientific diagram, and then there's just an arrow pointing to the anus. And that's it, all right? Just like, one of those little, middle school...
Just in case you didn't know where your anus was, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly,
I got you. I got you.
It's covered. One of those middle school kind of just science books, diagrams, right?
Yeah.
And it just says anus with a line to the anus, and it's just ridiculous. Nick has texted me this fucking image no less than 10 times in the last 2 weeks. Just randomly the same picture over and over and over again.
It keeps getting funnier.
And it gets me every single time
I do. That is actually not what I thought you were going to say, but that's okay. Yeah.
That's okay, though?
We'll figure out the other thing later in life. It'll dawn on you that there's something else happening later in life, and it'll be the best.
Great.
Guys, this has been a really fun podcast. I've thoroughly enjoyed your guys' company. Great conversation all around. If you guys have enjoyed this, of course, make sure you subscribe over on our YouTube channel. And if you're listening to this on podcast, make sure you subscribe over there. Give us a nice little rating. And tell a friend. Tell a friend that we bring the joy. Hey,
we
got other podcasts out there that are all informational and shit. This one's not. This one's not.
Do you need to know what your anus is?
Yeah.
We can help you there.
Are you trying to get fashion forward in your Duffy of... triple extra large crew neck shirts? Sure, we got you right there.
If you want to know about shoes, and Mike brings up Tim's, and Nick assumes Tim's means Tim's shoes, Jordan's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
This is the show for you.
Took me a solid 20 minutes to get that one through. Figure that one out. It's been our pleasure to serve you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week with another Kind of Funny podcast. Don't forget, January 20th, we'll be out there shredding the gnar of the internet on Kind of Funny Day on twitch.tv/Kind of Funny Games. Please check that out over there. Until next time, it has been our pleasure to serve you.